Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Far less at this point now that I've made exercise a part of my life. And look, I've still got a long way to go. I neglected my health really badly. I went from, you know, like 240 pounds up to 400 pounds in that process. And I became wealthy in the process, but at what cost, right? And so now I'm working on getting that back. And this is what I meant by saying I changed my mind, is I wish I could go back and maybe I went a little slower. Maybe things didn't progress as fast as they did, but my health didn't negate as fast as it fell off. And so...
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. If you haven't listened to the last two Saturdays, maybe this one won't quite make sense, but we've done a little series here on things that we've changed our mind on over the years. So two Saturdays ago, we did one on dropshipping is being a parasite and gives no value, sharing your niche. Actually, two Saturdays, or a Saturday before that, rather. Last Saturday we did that. Saturday before that we did No One Does It Like Me. Sharing your niche, I believe, is the other one. Or respecting the wrong gurus. I believe we've touched on all of these things. I think I'm getting in the wrong order, if I'm honest with you, John. But today, we kind of say these last two as they kind of go together. And I'm not sure which one you want to start on, if I'm honest, but these are two things that I've definitely really changed my mind on. And so I'll let you pick which one you want to go with first. I don't think it really matters.
No, it doesn't. And they are very interlinked. And yet at the same time, I think they're things that most people will separate in their minds. I think, you know, so the two things is, you know, I guess health can, you know, your health can wait, and the importance of mindset. And I suppose... I think a lot of people will think of them as separate things, or some people will think one thing's in something they need that they would think, but not the other. But really, they are quite closely linked. Look, let's start with the health thing. I think certainly at various points in my entrepreneurial journey, earlier on in my entrepreneurial journey, I did find myself falling into the trap of like feeling like, you know, when you start a business, you feel like you want to push really hard. Right, you want to use as many hours in the day as you can to work on your business, to build things, because that's going to get you to the results that you've got in your mind. It's going to get you there quicker, and you're going to set aside as much as you can to give the space for that to happen. And sometimes it can slowly creep up on you a bit that you're doing that. And I certainly know that at various times I've thought, oh well, look, you know I need to focus on my health, you know, going through your 30s, you know, I'm in my early 40s now, you know, you need to pay attention to that. You know you do. You're sitting at a computer all day building your business, which is not the healthiest place to be, right, really, but you've got to do it. And you kind of, it's easy to slip into the trap, well, I need that extra hour to build my business, or I could go and work out in the gym, or I could go for a bike ride, or I could go for a run for an hour or whatever. I've got a family, you know, I've got to give time to that as well. And so it can feel really easy to say, well, I'm just going to skip those things. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to put a bit more time into my business for the next couple of weeks. And I'm just going to go hard for a couple of weeks to get this and this done. And you get to the end of that 2 weeks or whatever, and you're like, oh, well, actually, I'll just do this and this. I've got this and this now. And so your business will always demand more and more time if you let it. And definitely I was of the thinking earlier on at various times that, well, I can just put my health aside and I can put that time back into my business. Right. And I think certainly, having done that, and realized that's literally one of the worst things you can do, for the health of your business, let alone yourself, that is something that I have definitely changed my mind on to now, where I wouldn't give up spending time on my health for my business. So for me, that thinking is really flipped, and now I'm kind of a bit religious about it. And I'm, you know, not standing here pretending I'm the healthiest or fittest person on the planet, but like, you know, the impact that letting that stuff slide has on your business. Like, you can feel like you're sitting in front of your computer doing stuff, but if you're not in a great state physically or mentally, which we'll get to in a minute or two, like, yes, you're there, but you're not really there as well as you could be there. And it's kind of a hard thing to explain. And I don't think it matters what state of health you're in to notice a benefit, because you could always be better, right? If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
Yeah, look, I neglected it early on too, because you had to hustle, right? There was certainly a lot more hustle culture going on back when we started. And I was fine with that. I was fine with neglecting my health to advance my position in life. Like, I was running away from pain, right? I was running away from the debt. I was running away from a lot of stuff. And I got out of it, to be fair. I built quite a few amazing businesses. I've exited businesses. And I got where I wanted to get to financially, but it came at the cost of my health. Like, the end of 2019, right before I exited, you know, my biggest exit I've ever had, until soon, hopefully, I weighed almost 400 pounds, and I was at a mastermind that they kind of talked to me, and they were like, you know, like, you do realize that if you took care of yourself, you'd actually be a better entrepreneur. You'd be a better father. You'd be a better husband. And I don't think that ever clicked. It was more like, how do I put in more time, not less time? But when I started, you know, my coach made me hire a trainer, you know, started focusing more, started losing the LBs. That's when it was more focused on doing more deep work. So if I took an hour aside to get a morning walk in before I started my day, that day actually progressed a lot slower. I was able to, like, tap deep into deeper levels of flow. I was actually able to get more shit done. I was able to be more focused on calls with my partners and in my business than I was if I didn't do that. So I'm sure there's plenty of us who have days where you just go and you're kind of just staring at a screen all day. I certainly still have those, but they're far, far less at this point now that I've made exercise a part of my life. And look, I've still got a long way to go. I neglected my health really badly. I went from, you know, like 240 pounds up to 400 pounds in that process. And I became wealthy in the process, but at what cost, right? And so now I'm working on getting that back. And this is what I meant by saying I changed my mind, is I wish I could go back. And maybe I went a little slower. Maybe things didn't progress as fast as they did, but my health didn't negate as fast as it fell off. And so not much I can do about it now, but I do make it a priority now. And you know, it's a long slug back. When you're 40 years old, it doesn't, your body doesn't respond the way it did in your 20s or in your 30s. And so true. Definitely a regret for me in hindsight.
Yeah, look, and I don't even believe that you would go slower when you focus on it, right? So, and I think, like, if you think about your health, you know, I mean, you can approach your health in different ways, like with different outcomes in mind. You can say, like, I want to be someone who's, like, ripped and shredded or diced, as the kids say, and, like, I want to look like that. But you actually don't need that to benefit your entrepreneurial journey. That's not what you need, right? What do you need to do as an entrepreneur? You need to be able to do the deep work. You need to be able to focus. You need to be able to make high quality decisions. And so, if your health is in not an, like, you can dial in your health around those things. And it doesn't mean, like, you have to be in the gym lifting 500 pounds or whatever, and you don't have to look like a bodybuilder or anything like that. Like, it's more about things like sleep, nutrition, movement. You know, it's a bit simpler than that, right? And so I think if you're making space for those things, then you've got more focus, you can make better decisions, et cetera, et cetera. You're actually going to move faster, even though you spend less time on your business. It sounds counterintuitive, but, like, my 10 years, I would say that's true, right? I think a lot of the time, like, people who are stuck in that hustle mentality, I'm just going to push harder and harder and harder, and I'm going to spend more and more time on it. Like, how much of that time is actually good quality productive time? Like, I think people overestimate that. I certainly know I have. Done, like, I spent more time in my business, but, like, I was just doing little fiddly stuff that I felt comfortable doing and really avoiding the hard things because I wasn't able to focus on it well because I hadn't had enough sleep, or, you know, I hadn't moved enough that day, or whatever it might be. You know, your physical health has such a massive impact on how your brain functions. And as an entrepreneur, that should be your number one thing. Like, to me, is like putting my body in a state where my brain can function at its highest level. So, you know, I think, I guess I don't really believe in regrets or anything like that. But like, if I could have my time again, certainly that's something I would approach differently, for sure.
Well, speaking of brain function, that's a great transition into mindset. That is the other thing that I know you said you really changed your mind on. For me, it forced me to change my mind. It was brought on me without my permission. I went to a mastermind in which I thought I was going to learn business, and we cried for 2 days straight. And I left there like kind of angry, but also like, man, I really needed that. Like, they really found some shit in me that I didn't really want to discuss, and I thought it was my chip on my shoulder. It's what made me different, and it was, you know, kind of my identity. But we were asked at that place to leave some of that stuff behind. That's the same place I met Elliot Rowe, who has significantly changed my life through his coaching process, who now we offer to our students through some coaches available in his program. We have Valentina as part of our program, and so I didn't know I needed it, but it slapped me upside the head. Where did you learn it, John? Where did mindset, how have you changed your mind on it? Because you seem like, you know, for lack of better words, like a, you know, dollar store Jocko, like a Australian dollar. I mean, that's a good one, right? I mean that in the nicest way possible. but like, you're tough, you're rugged, you're straightforward. You don't need kid gloves. You're going to love that one forever. Yeah, you don't need kid gloves when you're around John. So there might be some people out there who, you know, think you don't need mindset, right? And like, there are times when I think that too, right? Just like, you're less emotional than I am, right? You're very much more logical than I am. And so that can come off as who needs this mindset shit? You just need to be logical and A plus, or, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. It's not that fucking hard, right? And so when did it change for you? Because sometimes I still don't see it, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, like, I think for me, there certainly has not been any of those kind of like, massive like big light bulb moments, for want of a better term, like where like you experienced, like you went to that place, you did the thing, and it was like a couple of days, and like it changed a lot of things for you, right? I don't think my journey's had moments like that. I mean, maybe some more in recent times, but now that I'm more aware of it, I guess, or more open to it, I certainly, you know, I think probably as a just based on the way I grew up, like, you know, you grew up, you're born in the 80s, you're an 80s kid, you're a 90s teenager, a male in Australia, you know, western suburbs, which is kind of like a rougher sort of area for upbringing and things like that. Like, you don't talk about how you feel or what you think. Like, you don't talk about it. You talk about that shit, you're a pussy, right? So, you, like, ingrained in me by the time I got to entrepreneurship was, don't fucking talk about that shit ever to anybody. Don't admit, but also don't admit like you've got weaknesses or anything like that to anybody. And so that, you also don't admit it to yourself. And then when you hear other people talking about it, that's immediately what jumps into your mind. Oh, what the fuck? Like, that's just, you know, that's like hippie, blah, blah, whatever shit, right? Like, that's kind of what, yeah, that's kind of what I was conditioned to through my upbringing. And like, I'm not knocking my upbringing as a whole by saying that, but I think that's certainly a weakness in it, right? And so for me, like, I didn't, like I say, go to any things or events or anything that kind of broke that down for me. I think it was more a much more gradual transition where I did fight it for a long time. Like, I would hear people talking about it. And to be honest, even in entrepreneurial circles, I think more people talk about it today than they did 10 years ago as well.
For sure.
Right? It's a much bigger part. Like you say, you go to events and stuff. You can go to events where this is the whole thing, right? You're just, I mean, we did one recently. We got a small group of people together in a room and tears were shed, and we didn't really talk about how to build your business at all, but guaranteed at least some of those people walked out of that room in a better state to run their business, right? For sure. With their mind open to more things. And so, both about themselves and about what they're capable of and what they need to do and work on and whatnot. But for me, I think it was a much more gradual process where I heavily resisted it. But then I started to see and hear people that I respected talk more about it, like in the business world, in the entrepreneurial world. And I started to be like, that person's way more successful than me. You know, I want to be where they are. And I hear them say, crediting certain things for that. Maybe I need to open my mind to it a little bit. And then I would start like, okay, what do they talk about? Okay, I started reading books, started consuming content around this sort of stuff. And so I think for me, it was more of a gradual shift of acceptance that it was important first, and then starting to like reflect on what I'm learning about it and say, well, where do I think my weaknesses are and that sort of thing. And so I think it's just been a gradual thing for me. Like there's no big light bulb moments, but over the course of 10 years and probably that's accelerated a lot in the last 3 years, I'd say for me. Yeah. But a lot of it for me, I think, has been kind of self-discovery, if you like. There's no big light bulb moments like most people seem to be having in 2024 or 23 where, oh, I'm going to go and do mushrooms and blah, blah, blah. Like, I've known about that shit since I was like 16. So, like, you know, I did that work ages ago. But, you know, so, yeah, it's an interesting one. I don't think there's always work to do. And I think I could probably benefit from, maybe putting myself in some of the situations that you've been in as well. Some of the places with some of the people where you're actually doing more focused work around this sort of stuff. But having said that, like even looking at where I've come from and from where I started, like the difference is massive. And so once again, if I could have my time open over again, you know, like I'm happy with my journey, but it could have happened quicker. And I think I would have got more out of life if it had have happened quicker.
I think for a long time, I used the pain, if you will, as a chip on my shoulder. I'll show you, Dad. I'll show you, brother. I'll show you, you know, family. Right? I'm gonna be something great. And when I resolved some of that stuff that caused all of that, I worried I would lose my edge, and it didn't happen. So, like, I think that's a common fear. So I just wanted to address it. Is that, you know, I thought, oh, this is my chip. This is my identity. I need to go do this. And then I did it and nothing changed. My relationship with my family didn't change. Like the only person I was proving wrong was me, or proving right, rather. I was proving that I could do stuff and actually like dealing with the stuff that was causing me pain or depression or anxiety or whatever you want to call it today. Actually dealing with the root cause of that. It's very different, I think, than traditional therapy. It was actually, you know, like going back, it's called regressive hypnotherapy, and like actually dealing with the root cause of that stuff has been super beneficial to me. We've certainly made a recommendation of Valentina to dozens of people at this point. I believe she has a boatload of students from our course as part of her program now. I think us incorporating mindset has been huge for our community as well. And so I've changed my mind on it. You changed your mind on it. And now I think we're changing a lot of other people's minds to it. And I do think it's at the right time, like you said, you know, growing up, no one did this stuff. I think even when you and I started, it wasn't really talked about. It was a lot of hustle culture. And then people started kind of talking about their feelings a little bit more towards the end of the teens and into the 20s. And even, you know, Gary Vee, I'm a big, big Gary Vee fan. He's all about, you know, do the work, not hustle, but like get the work done. It needs to be doing. He has shifted to more EQ. He's like, I kept telling people to do the same shit over and over and over again. And they still weren't doing it. And so then I had to ask them why they weren't doing it. And that's where he came to the more mindset stuff that was holding people back. And so...
Yep.
I imagine everyone listening to this, if you haven't changed your mind on mindset, changing your mind on mindset and actually working on that would probably be the biggest lever you could pull in your life, whether that's through a business or personal life or marriage or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's different. It can be very different for different people as well. So like you have a series of mindsets. It's not like we talk about mindset, but what you think is actually a series of mindsets about all different things. Right. And different people believe different things and hold different mindsets that hold them back. So, you know, my shit's different to Ben's shit. You know, I've talked to people, it's what's going on in their head. I'm like, how could you think that? Like, that seems wild to me, like that you think that about yourself or about your business or whatever. And so it's different for everybody, but like I say this all the time, if you're sitting here listening to Ben and John and going, I don't need to worry about that stuff. you definitely need to worry about that stuff. Like if you trust us on anything, trust us on this, right? You need to find a way, find an avenue to work on that. I mean, if you're struggling to work out what that is, like, let us know. Reach out. I mean, this is stuff like we love to help people with. Reach out, you know, message us at Dropship Breakthrough. You can leave a comment on the podcast, you know, like whatever it might be. We'd love to help you with it. But you can't overlook this stuff. Every day we see people that have like limiting mindset or beliefs in their head that's holding them back from getting started and actually reaching their potential. Like every day I see this, whether it's I see it in our membership, I see it in people who are not members of our program who just follow along with our content. For a lot of people, this can be the difference between the actual difference between whether you move your life in the direction you actually want to go or not. Like, it's not the business or the thing that's going to make the difference, because if your mindset is holding you back from even starting the business, then that's the thing you need to work on. That's actually the thing that you need to change. Because once you shift your mindset around what's possible, for example, what you're capable of, then you can literally make money almost anyway.
I think Elliot framed this best at our live event. Here's a good rubric through which to pass this. Just say, if you don't know what to do, you need a business coach, right? So if you don't know what to do, you need a business coach. That's where we come in. Like, you don't know how to build a high-ticket dropshipping store, sign up. We'll literally show you step-by-step how to do so. If you know exactly what you should be doing and you're not doing it, that's a mindset issue. Like, there's something, there's a belief in you, there is something in you that is holding you back from doing that. And so working on that mindset stuff is what really can, you know, release all of your potential. You are your own limiting factor in life. And so, again, if you're listening to this and you don't know what to do, well, what to do is, like, get started. Go sign up for Shopify, sign up for our course, binge our podcast so that you know exactly what to do to build a business. Build a business, right? And if you get stuck there, you need a business coach. But if you know exactly what your next step is, which might be jumping in Dropship Breakthrough, and you're not doing it, you have a mindset problem. There's something holding you back, a fear of failure, a limiting belief on, like, you might not be able to do this, or what will my family think of me, or if I'm a success, what does that mean for my relationships? There's all sorts of limiting beliefs out there. Worthiness is usually the biggest one. I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of this. That stuff is so impactful. And, you know, I'm thankful that we're coming into an age where we can kind of talk about it, because, again, you know, I grew up, we're roughly the same age, John. There, you know, you're getting punched in the shoulder or punched in the face if you start talking about that stuff when I'm younger, or definitely getting called, you know, some of the words you used earlier. And so I'm thankful we're in a place we can talk about this. And I'm really thankful that you and I have built a community that's open to this stuff. And it's cool to watch it happen in a small room that we put together in Salt Lake City. It's cool to watch all the people signing up with Valentina and hearing their transformations. And so I'm with John. If you're listening to this and this is you, and John and I can help in some way, please reach out, because I want this for everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. and go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.